Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Come with me to a shack of mystery, talking conspiracies, curiosity. Spin the tales of Daniel and Wilbur's lore. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. Mom, my fightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand.
Welcome back to the shack.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. And we're here again to shed some light, some knowledge. Shed some secrets. Okay, that was in a misspoke thing, but you know what? We made a bit out of it. Welcome back to the shack.
I know,
but it's the dumbest show, but it's a good way to approach some serious topics that are going on in the underbelly of society, namely in America, where we live.
That's just mostly because it's easier to find.
Well, yeah, it actually affects our lives in a way because it's here.
Doesn't a lot of the sex trafficking ring in North America
come
from Russia, doesn't it?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say travels about 10 miles from here where we're at.
Oh, no, yes. That's accurate. No. I think a lot of the people come through. I don't know if they're all Russian or not. But I think a lot of the people that end up stuck in the American sex trafficking ring come from Russia, as in that's where
they were kidnapped from?
No. They may be from Europe or Asia or anywhere. There's a huge group that's shipping them in Russia to the United States.
Oh, I guess I don't know anything about the masterminds or the big ringleaders. I don't know.
Pretty sure that's right.
Okay, where'd you hear that from?
Oh, gosh, now I don't remember.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of stuff like that, especially when it comes to
Tony
this stuff.
Tony Show.
Tony Show. Okay. Well, that's a good source.
There was, it was actually that. Now I'm trying to remember the episode. It was a long time ago. I listened to it.
Okay.
She worked to break up sex trafficking ring. That lady.
I know who you're talking about.
And then she would help, what's the word? Not Americanize them, but reintroduce them into society.
Yeah.
Because most of them are caught and are, like, trafficked from, some of them from babies.
Yeah.
And they live their whole life in the sex trafficking ring.
It's so awful.
So, like, the, I guess, habituate them back to being
there
people.
There you go. Yeah. It's back to society. Yeah. Incorporating them back in. Yeah. It is awful. And the sex trafficking ring, ever since, the first time Epstein was busted and he got that slap on the wrist sentence in Florida when he got busted by the judge, or the judge sentenced him to, like, community service or some crap. basically got nothing for his alleged abuses and underage sexual contact he was having with girls and probably boys too. And then people like Bill Gates were still doing business deals with him and still doing meetings with him in Florida after all that stuff had happened, because he needs, the richest man in the world, one of the richest men in the world, needs more money to help with global health. You know, he just needs more money. So why not get in touch with a known convicted sex offender doing awful things in Florida after he got in trouble for it? Yeah, let's just contact that guy and ask him for more money. He'd be a good help. Not to mention they had the same financial, like, directors.
So before we continue, I just want to say that we're going to go into a lot of names and talking about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's all, at this point, speculation.
Yes. Everything that comes out is, oh, this is just speculation. Even though he's in prison right now and going through charges, it's just speculation.
So,
and all these people that were associated with him have been associated with him for a long time, many years, just speculation.
I got one of these, I almost said Epstein party list, but it's Diddy party list.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are very interesting.
That's what we're going to talk about today, is we're going through the Diddy stuff that's come out recently. And this is nothing neither of us really dive into too much.
I didn't want to talk about this. They've literally asked for it.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You people listening to the show have asked for this a bunch. So I don't want to talk about this.
And I don't like talking about it in a sense like, I know it exists. I think it's important to talk about.
No, it definitely is. It's just,
it's an important conversation to have. It just makes me feel a little uncomfortable, like when you really dive into it and think, no, what's really going on right under all of our like noses. Like, it's bad. It's really, really bad. And people play it off like it's either it's just a minor thing, or it's not as big as you think it is. It's not as bad as you think it is. It's just kind of how, like, the media plays it, in my opinion, as far as how they hold certain other things to, like, high standards or to such importance. I think this is something that is very, very, very important. And the problem is the people that are involved in these acts or doing them or associated with them, covering them up, all that stuff. I feel like they're the ones that are in control of media and news organizations and news outlets and what's put out in the public ear. I just think these people are involved, mostly Hollywood. Like, Hollywood, I think, has a big role in this one in particular. That I just hope, I don't know, we'll just talk about what's in the news right now with it, but I don't know. I just really hope more comes to light, and I hope the truth actually is revealed to its entirety, because I think, one, it's gonna open a lot of people's eyes. It's going to be awful. It's going to be terrible news. But I think in the long run, for healing purposes and moving past this and making sure this stuff doesn't continue, it's important to expose this stuff and to talk about it. We have to talk about it.
We don't hang enough people anymore.
Well, that's true. Is there still hangings?
I don't think in the U.S.,
even in Texas? I think Texas might have been the last state, right? Let me see. I don't know for sure.
Now I gotta look it up.
Well, I think public...
you're not familiar with the DW Conspiracy Shack. I Google things.
Oh, we Google things all the time in the shack.
Is any state in the U.S. still able to execute prisoners by hanging?
That's Daniel talking to Google, because it's faster than Daniel spelling by hand. Even though he's a very great speller, Daniel can spell with the best of them.
No. But,
no more public hangings?
No, there's none.
All right. Real-time fact-checking here.
1976.
Was in Texas? Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
So that was a big... No, it's just a big criminal case. There was no hangings. 1996 was the last public hanging in the United States. I was alive. That was in... That's Delaware.
Oh, wow.
1996 is not that long ago.
No, not at all.
And they were still hanging people. You know why? Hanging is really gruesome.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't die immediately.
Nope.
And if you're not heavy enough that your neck doesn't break, you die from suffocation.
Mm-hmm, which takes a minute.
Yeah. But you should only save that for extreme people, like pedophiles.
Mm-hmm. Rapists. Yeah. Murderers.
I'm not even saying murderers. Depends on the murder.
Depends on the murder.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, there's accidents.
There's vehicular manslaughter.
Right.
Which is murder in the sense of you killed another person.
Mm. I guess the intent.
I think that's why it's manslaughter, not murder.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the big... I'm not a legal expert. I think that's one of the big differences.
Right. I think you're right, yeah.
Is intent.
Mm-hmm.
You still killed... Your actions still caused...
Right.
A somebody death. To die.
Mm-hmm.
But you did not do it maliciously.
It wasn't the intent, yeah. Yeah, you got in the car, you're drunk driving, and you killed somebody.
No, that is... I think that's murder.
I thought that was vehicular manslaughter.
No, I think if you were drunk driving into it, I think you get charged with murder because you made choices to break the law and operate a motor vehicle under the influence.
I guess I don't know. I don't know. I thought that was still manslaughter, but...
I'll look it up.
All right.
What do you think about Diddy?
Well...
You went to that party one time, Wilbur.
Yeah, right.
You were wearing all white.
If I were there at one of them parties, I probably would...
burn the place down?
That or just murder.
You'd start seeing a big can of gasoline in Wilbur.
Hopefully I didn't whistling have a gun that tune. There. I pull out a slingshot with a... metal ball bearings. Start putting them through skulls.
What was I just going to Google?
The difference between manslaughter and murder.
No, drunk driving, is it murder?
Oh, gotcha. Well, yeah, I mean, yes. Well,
I mean, is it manslaughter, is it murder?
Right, okay. We were just going to pull up the alleged speculative Diddy list, the people on the list. Now, like, this is the same thing. This is... following in a lot of parallels of the whole Epstein thing when it happened and it got exposed and people were talking about it, Epstein's list still publicly hasn't been officially like released where it's as fact. Now, there's a lot of names that have been associated with it, which I think are a fact, 100% fact. I mean, you can't deny the flight logs on Epstein's list, but there's no... little black book that he had. That still hasn't, as far as I know, hasn't been officially.
Was her name Maxwell?
Ghislaine Maxwell. She's also, and she was the one with him.
Which I think she was little black book.
Probably.
I have the thing.
Well, what's the difference real quick?
Sorry. If you are drunk driving and kill somebody, it really depends on what state you're in. Okay. What you'll get charged with. Most states have what's called aggravated vehicular homicide.
Wow.
Which is you made active choices to put yourself in a deadly situation that caused the death of some non-participating person.
Okay.
So, like, they didn't get in the car. Like, you hit somebody, whether they're in another car or they're on the street.
Right.
The other term for it is DUI manslaughter, which these are felonies. These carry significant prison time, and under specific circumstances can even carry the death penalty.
Wow.
Depending on the state. Ohio... is the dumbest one.
What's it called?
It's vehicular manslaughter in Ohio.
Hey, all right.
And it's a second-degree misdemeanor.
Okay.
All you can get for it is 90 days in jail and a mandatory license suspension of 6 months to 3 years.
For drunk driving, killing someone?
For drunk driving and murdering somebody.
Wow.
You go 90 days in jail, not prison, jail.
Wow.
And then... 6 months to 3 years of no license.
Well, that's good to know, I guess.
I had a kid I graduated with, lost his license for 6 months because he drove on the wrong side of the line for a minute.
Jeez. Yeah, our
Ohio is the dumbest thing. When my brother got hit by that drunk driver, that was the dumb. That guy should, he's free.
On the bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his 14th drunk driving incident.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And the judge let him go.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Ohio sucks.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Sorry, continue with Diddy and Epstein Island.
No, I was just drawing the parallels between the two.
The same guy.
They have the same, like, there's lists, but there's no one, like, out there on them. There's no one being convicted of anything on these lists. And, like, Ghislaine Maxwell is being, not persecuted, I guess that's the right word, but she's being prosecuted. That's the word.
Prosecuted.
Or she's serving time, allegedly. I don't think she actually is.
You see the picture on the couch?
Where was she at? In prison?
Quote, unquote.
Quote, prison, yeah.
Rich people prison, that. Which we talked about off air. Rich people prison is not prison.
No, it's not.
It is a luxury mansion with a large fence.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think...
And they can leave.
I don't think she's even in that.
I think she may be spending some days there.
Maybe, spending some days there, maybe.
For getting interviewed and all that stuff. If anybody's come, like...
They never had a picture of her in court. They never had a picture of her in prison. They never had a picture of her in doing any time whatsoever. Nothing. There's no evidence that supports that. They just say it. Oh, nope, she's doing time. Don't worry. But she's also the same person that got in trouble for trafficking kids to nobody. Ain't that crazy? Everybody she trafficked kids to, allegedly, none of those people have been called forward, have been served, you know, a court date, have done anything. Nobody. And they know who it is. They have the alleged lists. They know what they were doing. It's because they're all in on it. They all do it. And they all support each other doing it. And because they probably get a lot of money. I'm talking law enforcement. You know, bigger ups in the FBI, CIA, people that are in control of smashing these things to bits so they don't actually happen. They're probably paid off, in my opinion, and allow it to happen and protect people doing it and protect the whole operation in general. And I think people like Epstein and now Diddy are just the ones they're throwing under the bus, the ones that they can get rid of, pin as much as they can on one person in particular, as much as possible, get all the attention on them, and then we'll knock them, we'll kill them when the time's right. So Diddy's days are probably numbered. He probably knows it if he hasn't been replaced already.
Wouldn't they just sub him out with a lookalike to kill the lookalike?
They could do that too. I think they might have done that with Epstein, to be honest.
I could see it. With Epstein, I could really see either way.
And the only reason I think that is because there's that one photo of him on the stretcher coming out. And in that photo, they alleged it was taken at like either the hospital where he's coming out or like the prison. But in the background, there's a lot of weird stuff, almost like that matches up. He's at like a fire department or something weird. Like it's just the stuff in the background wasn't what should have been. And then the second thing, the guy on the stretcher, his nose was a little bit different than Epstein's. His ears were different. Like the side profile was just slightly off. It looked like him still. But it was different, just enough to like make you question, could that actually be him? I don't know. It's like that Anne Hesh video, which she's allegedly, I think, supposedly is dead. And there was a video overhead, like helicopter footage of her like wheeling her out on a stretcher and right in a body bag. And right before she goes into the ambulance, they unzip it and she like sits up out of it. And like wipes her head off or something.
Really?
Right before they push her into the, they caught it on film. Yeah.
So she got out a little too early.
Yes. She's not dead, but she's quote unquote dead now. So I don't know if they killed her off to, so she can live in hiding somewhere else to hide her identity, to disassociate herself with Ellen. Cause that was her partner. I don't know. A lot of weird stuff going on in the celebrity world. At the end of the day, I think it's important to understand that everything that comes out of Hollywood,
90% of celebrities are the worst people you'll ever meet.
Well, that's true. Yes. But everything that's come out in Hollywood is fake. Nothing's real. Everything they portray as being a real fact. It's orchestrated. Yeah. It's like it's all a big show. It's all a TV production. Everything. Everything. And it's not just in movies or TV shows. It's reality TV. It's the news. It's like on the big network news. Yeah, it's all filtered and orchestrated to give you an appearance of, oh, here's the facts. What's going on in the world? None of it's, all of it's coordinated. All of it. Down to your local news. It's all coordinated. The only thing, like local news, yeah, they might cover local stories and here and there. But when it comes to like national attention stuff, they're all repeating the same lines. And you can watch the videos and listen to it where they play hundreds of different local news clips. And they're all repeating verbatim the same lines over and over to each other. It's the same stuff. They're all reading from the same script. And I don't think they realize they're doing it. They just get a paycheck and get to sit in front of a camera and look pretty and read a teleprompter and get paid a lot of money to do it. So why would they ever shake the boat? Why would you rock the apple cart if that's supporting your house, probably? Like your house payments, because hardly anyone owns a home anymore. Because they don't want you to. You will own nothing and be happy. Yeah, why would you rock the app cart? Disturb any of that? Feeding your family? Heck yeah.
That's my favorite old person conversation.
Is, well, just go buy a house.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I bought a house off of, I worked for 4 months now, and saved every penny.
Now, it's not, it's 99% of old people are not like that.
Well.
At least mean-wise.
Oh, not mean wise. No, but that.
But I what know, they say. I know the mean ones.
Oh yeah.
But I know. No, I love the. There's a video. Way off topic. There's a video out there of, like, going to a local, like, what do you call that? Senior citizen center.
Okay.
So a lot of senior citizens are hanging out, and they're doing, like, they're showing pictures of houses in their town that they are living in,
mm-hmm.
and asking, well, how much do you think this house is going for right now on the market?
Yeah.
And the one lady's, they were all really funny answers, but this one lady was consistent, like, $34,000. And he's like, it's got 5 acres with it. $36,000? She's like, I wouldn't pay any more than that for it. And he's like, it's $413,000 right now.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's not. She was getting all mad. She's like, you're just screwing with us. You're lying to me. That's not how much those houses cost.
Yeah, it is. It very much is. If I could find 5 acres for $30,000 right now.
You can.
Around here.
No.
Yeah. And we live in very, 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 very rural area. And
that's the problem, though.
Huh.
It's farmland.
Oh, I gotcha. But you go
in $10,000 an acre.
You go into town though, minimum. It's even more expensive. You're gonna find 5 acres anywhere near civilization.
I'm not saying town's not more expensive. I'm just saying that, like, if you go to the UP of Michigan, you can buy 100 acres for what was it, like $200,000?
Right, yeah. But that's, like you said, not farmland.
Right, area. It's undeveloped.
Yeah, which is what I'd rather have anyways, because developed land
is trying to get you to move there with us. Like,
just can't leave home. This is home. This is home.
Not for much longer.
This is home.
The way Ohio is going.
So is it what you must change comes from within.
All these businesses are going cashless. They're getting ready to exterminate us.
Not here.
Hmm?
Not here. We're not doing it.
Yeah. What's happening?
Local businesses are not going cashless. Heads will roll.
So what else about Diddy?
All right. Well, I pulled this up one article from Hindustan Times, because they're at least willing to talk about it a little bit. Is that the one you pulled up?
Now, is it really called Hindustan?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
It's what India used
yes.
to be called. Yeah.
And I just, okay, this is way off topic
mm-hmm.
already. I was just watching a Native American guy, and I never checked the dates to make sure he was factual. He's a Native American, Red Tree or something like that is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, does the word Indian offend him? Like this white reporter was asking. He's like, to me, no. And he kind of explained it. He's like, you know, everybody's taught that in school that it came from it, like Christopher Columbus in India and all that. And he's like, they were calling us Indian. And he gave some dates before India was called India.
Yeah.
It was Hindustan.
Right.
Up until whatever X date. And then the British occupational force took it over and named it India.
India, yep. The British named it India.
Yeah, so it wasn't named India. It was Hindustan. It's so weird. I've never heard Hindustan before until last night.
And now again.
Yeah, so continue. It was a weird little thing for me.
Yeah. It's synchronicities is what they like to call it in the...
Stop it!
In the shack world. It's a favorite word in the shack. Synchronicity.
Don't know what that was. That was from way off in the other room.
It was someone out the window. But in this article, it kind of gets into, like the headline, Diddy's whitelist, Beyonce, J-Lo, Justin Bieber, Usher, and more, which I bet they all have some involvement in it, whether they were
forced into it or not.
Forced into it or, raped by these people or...
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, like Justin Bieber. I think Justin Bieber was. I agree with that. Like,
have you watched that, like, right before Justin Bieber got like really big, you know, when he was known. There's that awful video of him and Diddy. And Diddy's like on him. And he's like, I got consent from his, like, I am his legal guardian for the next 48 hours.
And you think his mom's real proud now?
No.
I hope not.
I don't think he talks to her.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant, Sweet Tango Apples, guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom!
Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tangle apples, too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. It's awful. It's awful. What?
I just was looking up what a white party is. Continue.
Oh, gotcha. Well, in this article, it's saying that some celebrities confirm attending Diddy's parties, though they deny involvement in the alleged freak-offs. Speculation about attendees in his dubbed list include Beyonce, like I just said, all those I just named off the top, Beyonce, J-Lo, Bieber, Usher, been linked to his parties. But like I said...
I mean, I could tell you all the people that have been to his parties.
Yeah.
Whether they participated in... the freak-offs or the after events or
the
room parties.
In this article, they're making a big difference that, oh, yes, they were involved in his white parties, but not his freak-off parties. No, nothing. They had nothing to do with that. Sure, they were at his white parties. That's known. But freak-offs, no way. Not a chance, guys.
Baby oil.
Gosh, yeah, by the pallets.
Hey, animal birthing agent.
Yeah, there you go. That's what he was using it for.
Oh, no, have you ever seen that? That's one of the slickest safe substances?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's being wrongfully accused. It's an animal birthing agent. Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird.
21 Savage.
That right off the rip of this article, they have to make the distinction between a freak-off party and a white party, which they're all hanging out together. What do you think's going on? They're only going to do one thing at one and not the other? It's totally separate?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. It's just, I don't know.
Do you want me to read to you a little bit about a white party?
What is it? Yeah, I don't know what it is.
And this is a Google, so, you know, you can say whatever about what I'm about to read.
Yeah.
A white party is a themed event where guests are expected to wear all or mostly white clothing. White parties can be held for a variety of reasons, including fundraising celebrations and promote diversity and acceptance. So here's the top ones. Fundraising. White parties can be used to raise money for charities and causes. Example, the SLC White Party is a fundraiser in the Utah Arts Alliance. Celebrations. White parties can be a way to celebrate a variety of things, such as the end of summer, freedom, or self-expression. For example, a white party in Palm Springs is to celebrate diversity, unity, and acceptance. Black culture, and this is what I'm just reading it word for word.
Yeah.
White parties have become a fixture in the black communities in the U.S., where they are a way to celebrate black beauty, creativity, and culture.
Why is it called a white party, though? Like, I get they dress in all white, but why? I guess I don't understand.
Well, I guess, okay, the equality side of it is saying that there's nobody showing off. There's no flashiness. There's no... Mm-hmm. You're supposed to just wear all white. Everybody's wearing the same colors. So everybody's, I guess...
on level playing field.
Level.
Okay.
I think that's the original, at least what these people are talking about, what these things are talking about. In Western history, white clothing has often been associated with a status becoming of the maintenance it requires. So, you know, if you wear all white clothing, it's a high status symbol because it's the hardest type of clothing to keep clean.
Okay.
And in pop culture... this is literally Sean Diddy Combs popularized white parties in the 2000s with his parties in the Hamptons. His parties are attended by A-list celebrities and often used as public relation events to blend celebrity culture and charitable causes.
And those go hand in hand so well. So
Diddy is actually, as far as this is accredited, is credited for making the white party famous in North American culture.
Wow. Wow.
So Diddy's not doing white parties. He is the, as far as this is considered, talking about, the maker of white parties.
Yeah, the founder.
In this aspect of modern culture.
Okay.
Because they used to be called circuit parties before that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were mostly like dance events, almost like a modern day ball. And they were considered to be wearing all white. They kind of split into more festivals and rave type things.
Okay.
To where they got more free flow. But before that, they were circuit parties.
Interesting. Circuit parties. So much different. Different name. You got to put it under a new label. I bet people were getting onto these circuit parties a little too closely. Just change the name. Hide in plain sight. Excuse me. Yeah, that's so I didn't know. So the white party's okay. So it's a big celebrity status show off. Like, here's, I don't know. I don't like it. Don't worry. Here, let's all of us celebrities get together and have a party to differentiate how different we are from the rest of society. Let's just celebrate that. That's, to me, that's what it's
Jeez.
Like.
Did he's some of his parties have easily encompassed more than 1,000 people on the guest list?
Oh my gosh, there's names on here I'm sad to see too. Here's the alleged list. Unalleged. List. Here's an unalleged list of attendees.
An unalleged list, so a documented list.
No, an alleged list.
A, not yes. UN.
Yes, an alleged list of attendees. Let's start right off the rip with Leonardo DiCaprio, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Ashton Kutcher. Believe that one. I believe it. Paris Hilton. I wonder how much she was involved. I do wonder. Howard Stern, 100% believe it. Kim Kardashian, 100% believe it. Russell Brand, that one I'm sad to hear. Mariah Carey, Jennifer Lopez, Russell Simmons, Usher, and Megan Fox. Kelly Osbourne, Aretha Franklin, that's an odd one. Regis Philbin, Martha Stewart, Tommy Lee, Pamela Anderson. It says, while celebrities have, those are just some names, while celebrities have confirmed attending Diddy's parties, it remains unclear who participated in the alleged freak-offs. So all these people definitely, they admit to attending his parties, but like I said earlier, not the freak-offs. Definitely not. We'll go to his parties, but not the weird stuff. Definitely not involved in that. We'll hang out and associate with the guy. But when you start getting to that weird stuff, we're out, man. We don't want any part of that. We just like Diddy because he tells good stories, I guess. He's a good host. He throws a good party. I don't know. I don't know how they can justify and not being involved in that stuff when they were clearly involved with his parties.
What year did he get in trouble the first time?
Diddy or Epstein?
Diddy.
What do you mean got in trouble? What did he get in trouble for the first time? I mean, just remind me, refresh me. I'm not too up on my Diddy culture.
No, I have no idea. This is the most I've ever read about Diddy.
Yeah, same here. Sean Combs.
I didn't know his name was Sean.
Yeah, there you go. I remember that because he changed his name. That's the weird thing, too. He changed his name about 8 times as a celebrity.
Well, he's not a rapper, but he's a musician.
Musician, yeah.
Yeah, they do that a lot, though.
Kind of, but like he always had different names, and you had to tell, you couldn't call him by his old name anymore.
Like, there's always a weird thing with the American Actors Guild, too.
Yeah, well, that one's different because, or Screen Actors Guild, I think.
Screen Actors Guild.
They have to have different names for
a unique name.
Yes, each one has to have their own unique name. So that's why you get those middle initials.
Like David Tennant changed his name.
Yeah.
His real name's not David.
But that's different, though. I can understand that why. But for P. Diddy, he was Puff Daddy. He was P. Diddy. He was Sean Diddy Combs. He was, I'm sure there's a whole list of just his names that's probably just as big as his freak-off celebrity list.
I wonder if it's copyright
lawsuits. That or
record labels and stuff like that.
Maybe.
Owning the rights to whatever name.
That could be. Or he's just covering tracks. I don't know.
That could be too. I just was reading some stuff. Sexual assault allegations with the white parties. This is on the actual Wikipedia page. The aftermath of Combs' arrest and incrimination. Stop at Texas Roadhouse.
Huh?
I got an email from Texas Roadhouse. Oh. And it came across the screen. On allegations of sexual misconduct in late 2024 caused a reprisal of white parties from the participants and staff. A statement from Combs said it was disappointing to see the media and social commentators twist these cultural movements into something they were not, shaming celebrities who attended, taking video clips and photos out of context.
Oh, no.
And trying to link these events with false allegations that are just simply untrue.
Mm.
That's what Diddy said.
Kind of like when Prince Andrew got caught in that photo with Ghislaine Maxwell and that one underage girl, and he said, and he was all sweaty, and he's like, well, that can't be me. That's a fake picture. And they're like, why? Because I don't sweat. That's what he said. He doesn't sweat. So there's no way that can be him in that photo because the guy in the photo is sweaty.
In 1999, Combs said that they don't want me to throw the parties no more, but we ain't going to stop. We're going to keep having fun, bringing people together from all walks of life, and that you're going to hear about my parties. They're going to be shutting them down. They're probably going to be arresting me, doing all types of crazy things just because we're having too much of a good time.
Yeah, he was right. He was right.
Individual lawsuits have alleged that Combs sexual assault several individuals at these white parties, including a 16-year-old boy, a male bodyguard, a female dancer over the course of several years. A jeweler named, I'm just going to go by Jacob, was named alongside Combs in the dance lawsuit, or the dancer lawsuit.
Hmm. It's awful.
That's on the official Wikipedia page for these parties.
Ain't that funny? He was right.
These parties on average cost between $1 and $3 million.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
$1 and $3 million. You know, most hardworking Americans will make just under $1 million in their like life in like 20 years of work.
Insane. It's insane. Gosh.
These white parties have been hosted mostly in East Hampton, New York, but have been hosted in Florida and Beverly Hills.
I hate talking about this stuff so much. Well, I don't hate it, but I hate hearing how prevalent and how widespread it is.
Paris Hilton described the inaugural parties as iconic and said everyone was there. And she was the one that likened Combs to the Great Gatsby.
Wow. Okay, so she's involved somehow. She don't care. She's into it. I don't... That's sad.
At least your dad was probably into it.
Well, sure. He was mega rich. He was
mega rich.
Mega rich, yeah. It says here's this one. Let me read this one because I like this guy so much, respect him so much. Leonardo DiCaprio breaks silence. I can't stand him if you couldn't tell. Leonardo DiCaprio has absolutely nothing to do with any of this. That's the first quote. A source close to the Titanic.
Very unbiased.
Yeah. A source very close to the Titanic star told the Daily Mail following Diddy's arrest.
A
source said that. Never attached their name to that. But he has absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Even though there's photos and stuff still coming out today. Absolutely nothing. They're all fake.
Now you're being biased.
Yeah, they're all fake. Why would he wouldn't do this? He was Gilbert Grape. Gilbert Grape wouldn't do this.
Gilbert Rape.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong. It says, the insider admitted that while the actor attended a few parties in the 2000s, like several others, other people were there too. He was never part of the alleged freak-offs. Leo was at the start of his career at the time, but the star has moved away past his partying. Yeah, he's definitely moved away from it since he's still now. I don't think he's had as his girlfriend, what is the thing with him, like when his girlfriends reach over the age of like 20? Four or 22? 25?
Something like that.
He was younger.
He's in his 40s, isn't he?
But when they get that old, he gets rid of them and gets an 18-year-old.
Yeah, and trade her in for the new model.
That's 100% what he's been doing. But, you know, he's way past his partying years. You know, he's a mature man.
Have you ever talked to an 18-year-old?
Now?
Yeah. I want nothing to do with any of them.
It's down the individual, yeah. Some people are there are very intelligent 18-year-olds out there. Oh, they have conversations.
I guess the culture.
And 100%. No, it's awful. And then there's some, yes, that buy into the culture, the modern day culture, and it's awful. Like it's awful. They don't even can't hold a conversation. And when you actually tell them something as something of truth or something, huh? What? Like they don't know anything that's going on around them. But they can tell you the latest TikTok trend. In a heartbeat. They'll even reenact the dance for you.
I got to read this because this is the weirdest thing. So there's several parties that were really, really famous of these white parties. He did them all the time. But several of them are just like on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this with celebrities. Like there are celebrities that probably got to the level of fame and where they get kind of trapped into a situation where they can be blackmailed, right?
Okay, yeah.
We've talked about that a bunch.
Honeypot schemes.
Yeah. Honeypot schemes to a more extreme level, like where a lot of celebrities maybe catch on and they leave. Like, the ones I pick, I like Chris Pratt because he's talked about the evil of Hollywood and he prays on stage and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And literally when he was praying, I think when he got one of the movie awards.
Yeah.
And he was thanking God on stage, and literally all these celebrities just looked like disgusted demons.
Yeah, because they are.
And I get it if you're not Christian, but I'm not going to act like that if a Hindu goes on stage and does whatever they want. Like,
yeah,
think, you know,
praising their creator.
Or if a Muslim goes up and, you know,
exactly.
You know, I don't care. I mean, I have my beliefs, but when they like look like demons and act like demons, like that's, but
it's because he's praising someone that is above or against who they're praising constantly behind closed doors.
So with those type of parties, though, these entrapment parties, there's a lot of people that think that that's what these are.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
So in 2004, that's one of the famous parties.
Okay.
There was a party held at the PlayStation 2 Estates.
Where's that?
Bridgehampton, New York.
Okay.
Which is all one word. I didn't know that before.
PlayStation 2?
No. Bridgehampton.
Oh, Bridgehampton. Okay, gotcha, yeah.
I thought that was two separate words, Bridge. It's the place called Bridge in Hampton, New York.
Yeah, nope, it's all one.
It's Bridgehampton, New York.
Yep.
On July 4th.
We're probably saying it wrong, too.
I mean, it's spelled Bridgehampton.
Yeah, but so is I don't remember what it was in Massachusetts.
Okay. On July 4th, an aide of Combs, Citizen Change, an organization that established increased minority voter participation in 2004 United States presidential election. It was held in conjecture with the Sony and PlayStation 2. Combs arrived to the party carrying an original copy of the Declaration of Independence, owned by the television producer Norman Lear.
Norman Leary of Sony?
Yeah.
Wait.
The Sony PlayStation event?
Wait a minute. Okay. You go on.
Combs said that no one would ever expect a young black man to be coming to a party with the Declaration of Independence, but I got it, and it's coming with me, and I promise not to spill any champagne on it.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the original copies.
Yeah, wonderful.
Of the Declaration of Independence. NPR wrote that Combs' appearance at the Declaration of Independence marked a new level of fortune and braggery for Combs. He also promised to make the election the hottest, most sexy thing ever. Combs arrived to the party in two. He arrived to the party in two helicopters.
How is that possible?
With his entourage and cast members from The Raisin in the Sun, in which he was appearing on Broadway. One helicopter was red and white and blue, and the other one was military green, decorated with logos of Citizen Change. In his fashion label, Sean John. Combs spoke to 800 attendees to urge them to vote before a group spoke word poetry was performed and interpreted of the Declaration of Independence. Famous guests include Tyson Backford, Elton Brad, Mary... Oh, gosh, do I know any of these? Paris Hilton, LL Cool J, Betsy John, Lexan Lewis, Lisa Lang, and Al Sharpton.
Ooh, Al Sharpton?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
2006 White Party was held in Nikki Beach, a club on the beach in St. Topaz in the south of France.
Oh, okay.
Paris, France, the worst country in the world.
One of them. No, it's not the worst country. It's just the people. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, how is that better than what I said?
I made it worse.
Jeez, Wilbur.
It's just funny.
Hate the French.
We don't hate anybody.
I like the French.
Yeah, we like the French.
I don't care for.
You don't like the French food? Are you kidding me?
I can't eat most of it for reasons.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But a nice baguette.
They literally have the worst soup ever made.
French, okay, yeah. It's poison in that soup. A poisonous ingredient. I don't want to say that and blow your cover. Then the government will know how to get you.
Dumbest things. Is that you?
Yeah, sorry. Stretching.
In 2007, it was held at Combs' house in East Hampton. In East Hampton on September 2nd, and was titled The Real White Party. That's what he named the party.
The real one.
It was held in conjecture with Cicero and reportedly cost around $1.5 million with only 300 guests.
To get in? $1.5 million?
No, that's how much the party cost to put on.
Oh, so that's
but
nothing.
But it was at his house.
Yeah, nothing. Oh, there went a lot of the cost, at least. He was able to save a lot of money there.
But for only 300 guests, I don't think, like, for 300 guests, you know, for $1 million.
Yeah.
That's nothing. Like,
no, I know, it's nothing, yeah.
You could, 300 guests is nothing.
Trying to think how many.
I fed 300 guests with $4,000.
Well, he's not just feeding them.
Oh yeah, he's so, never mind. I was trying to say supplying Vietnamese lady boys for them.
Okay.
But he was probably just supplying boys.
Or just boys, girls, children. I don't know. Other weird
stuff. The 2009 party was called Malaria No More. It was held in Beverly Hills, California as an aid for anti-malaria charities. It was the last public white party staged by Combs.
Wow.
It was only in 2009.
And
so it was his last public white party.
Yeah, public. I think that's the important thing.
But he's
thing.
Definitely had them after.
Well, no, I mean, duh.
Yeah.
I think...
wait till you hear some of the names at this party.
Okay.
Keep in mind, I don't think I believe, if I remember right, there's extremely strict rules on phones and photography yep. and all that. Now they actually have you seen the cases you put your phone in at these parties?
No.
So like, for example, a lot of high-end comedians now do this with the phones
okay.
at shows to where they used to take your phones at the door and people are like, I don't have a phone, blah, 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 and you know, they kick you out or whatever. Now they have these bags you put them in.
Okay.
And they deactivate some aspects of your phone, and I don't remember how.
They were blocking signals and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can still have your phone for certain things, but you can't take pictures with it. It's weird. They're like little locked boxes that cover the cameras. So you, like, yeah.
You can use it. You just can't, like, record stuff with mm-hmm. it. Interesting.
So, yeah. He had this party. The party was ended. The parties were ended as Combs was spending less time in the Hamptons representing for Combs described the parties as iconic and a true convenience of hip-hop in Hollywood and black excellence. An endless stream of people venting to attend. The guests included Russell Brand, Mariah Carey.
That's sad.
Eastel, Jonah Hill, Little Kim, Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore, Mauro Maples, and Tiffany Trump.
Oh, wow.
Attractions included stilt walkers and dancers in giant plastic balloons.
Okay. What's that have to do with
anything? Kutcher himself swung across the pool on a giant swing. Vanity Fair felt it was the highlight of the party was when Chris Brown was spotted kissing Amber Rose, having earlier arrived at the party with Tina Taylor?
I don't know who any of these people are.
You know who Chris Brown is.
Yeah, I guess so. Isn't he the one that hit Rihanna?
Yes.
Okay, I know that.
And, yeah. There you go.
Cool. Cool. Cool people to be associated with. Hey, remember when Demi Moore was, like, forcing that, like, 12-year-old boy to, like, make out with her on camera? No. Wasn't that funny?
No, did I just read her
yeah,
name?
Yeah, Demi Moore was on that, right after Ashton Kutcher's name on that list, because they allegedly dated, and I'm sure they weren't doing nothing weird together when they were together dating.
She's 61.
Yeah, she's older now.
What was she famous for?
She's an actress. She's pretty famous. She was in Ghost. She was the one, remember when Patrick Swayze sneaks up behind her as in his ghost form and they're
her
making
eyes
the,
are super sunken.
And they're making, well, yeah, because she's a demon now.
Demi Moore.
She used to be very, very, very attractive, but she probably sold her soul to be that attractive, though, so that makes sense. It adds up. But I did like her in Ghost. She made me cry. There was parts where she was really 15-year-old
boy.
Oh, 15, sorry. I was a little off, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
He is this little kid.
Yeah, she grabs him, forces him to make out with her, like, and he was like, did not want to do this.
Yeah, he does not look happy.
No, it was not. It's an uncomfortable video to watch. It's uncomfortable. But yeah, that's...
Oh, I got to contact Lisa, because I'm supposed to read that name. What was the name she was talking about earlier?
I don't know what you're... I have no idea what you're talking about.
The guy that just died.
Guy that just died.
What was the name of the guy that just died?
You're really Googling that?
That's a text.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I was going to say, I don't think the results you're going to want are going to come up with that inquiry. You might need to do a little better. A guy that just died? I mean, I don't know. It could be anybody. I don't know. I'm moving on from that. But anyways, what were you?
Liam Payne.
Oh, that guy. The guy from the singer from like One Direction, is it?
Let me look it up.
I think so. I think that's what he was. from.
I mean, because he died in a really, really weird way.
Yeah, he died. So he died falling from his balcony.
That
was it. You know, with the 4 foot high wall that you can just slip and trip over.
Well, he fainted and then fell.
Right.
Which some of those balconies, there was one I was in Florida in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I could fully see myself dying accidentally, like just being a little drunk.
But you know how you've seen how high his wall was, right? The retaining wall. It's not something you fall over. It's not like at your waist height. It's like 4 foot tall. Like you would have to faint, fall into it, do a little jump over it, and then flip over it. All as you're knocked out, fainted.
Supposedly there's security camera footage of it.
Of him falling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of him like falling from the top. Like you see the whole thing? Because I doubt it.
I'm trying to find it.
You're not gonna. You're not gonna. If you find it, it's gonna be a fake video.
They raided his hotel room after he died.
Oh, that's weird. You do that normally, right? Like when they raided a...
Whoa. All right, you talk for a second. There's some extra weird stuff with this.
Remember when Stephen Paddock supposedly shot all them people in Las Vegas? One of the biggest mass shootings in U.S. history on U.S. soil. And the FBI had it all figured out within that evening and had the whole story all figured out. And they said... He brought all these guns in there by himself. He shot all them people by themselves. And then not only that, then he shot himself at the end of the day. But there was a bullet casing next to his head that was on top of the blood that was allegedly from his gunshot wound that killed himself. So unless he shot himself, fell, bled out, and then the bullet landed on the ground after all that, because that, you know, that's very plausible. Maybe it just bounced around the room for like 15 minutes and then settled on his pool of blood.
31.
Years old? Yeah.
Man, wife, everything.
So what was he talking about right before he passed out and died?
There's some really, really weird stuff with his death too.
Mm-hmm.
With his hotel kid.
Yeah. Maybe this will be our next episode. You want to deep dive into this?
I mean, I think we have enough time to really kind of finish at least what is out here right now. I don't think there's anything more than this.
Okay.
Little bit. No, he was just talking about how awful, like literally the night before he was at a show talking about how awful or how weird it was being around Diddy, how uncomfortable Diddy made him feel
mm-hmm.
as, you know, a young man.
Yeah.
I mean, he was 20 something, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that he could see, like, I believe he even said something like, he could see the allegations against Diddy and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of saying it with what people believe he was kind of saying it without saying it.
Yeah.
You know, that he may have known some stuff. So he apparently fainted, fell off the balcony. But did you hear about the toxicology report?
Mm-mm.
So he had what is called pink cocaine in his system.
What's that?
A combination of methamphetamine, ketamine, and MDMA.
Wow, okay. So it's some very hard drugs all mixed together.
And as well as cocaine and benzos.
Okay.
I can never say the full name of it, but benzos. But he's also found an improvised aluminum pipe to smoke crack cocaine in his suite.
Sounds like
this
is
very wealthy, rich,
is smoking crack
happy,
cocaine.
Like he's always hiking in his videos, always appears to be very healthy.
How's
apparently
his teeth?
Smoking crack cocaine in a homemade improvised pipe.
Yeah, how's his teeth look? No, I don't think so.
And
don't add up.
This new drug called pink cocaine.
Yeah, that sounds a little fishy. Like maybe he was planted there.
Oh yeah, no. So
after the fact,
let's talk about. There was basically this hotel kid. There's some weird stuff with him now. He's being investigated for the murder, if not being a drug mule.
Okay.
That, and I don't want to say this kid's name because, like I said, they're still looking into it. Apparently, he got pretty close with Liam over mm-hmm. the time they were staying in the hotel. They'd been there for a week or so. So, you know, Liam liked the kid and whatever. The hotel management, for whatever reason, forbid this kid from ever taking anything into Liam's room.
Okay.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
And he was doing errands for Liam. Like, Liam was paying him to go pick up food, go get the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, you know, if you're a well-known, it's not my type of music, but if you're a well-known, you know, celebrity.
Right, right.
Going around to the local Chinese food place is probably a little difficult.
Probably not fun.
Because if you get recognized, it probably just sucks.
Right, yeah.
Especially if you're hiding in a hotel locally. You don't want people to know you're in that hotel.
Right, absolutely.
So he went in, He's 20. He had struck by like some relationship. He was doing errands for them. He disobeyed the orders from management going into Liam's room because of a good relationship. Liam had requested a car through one of the taxi apps. Was all used because Liam wanted something. He did him that favor, a massive error, because now he's being investigated for the murder. They think that he was running the drugs for Liam. He was going out. He was, because Liam was paying for these taxis to take this kid places.
They're pinning this on him.
Oh yeah, he's a 20-year-old foreign kid.
Yeah, they're pinning it. They're trying to pin it on him.
Yeah,
someone.
But there's also weird stuff with this kid. Maybe that, I don't know, that he may have been the one that drug Liam.
This sounds all forced on him.
I don't know. It's super weird. I'm going to see if he had a record.
Even if he did, this just sounds like something that they're forcing on to this kid. Like, all he's a patsy, basically.
Oh, yeah, no, I can
see
that.
Someone to pin it all on. Then you can wipe your hands clean, and no one will question it anymore because the case has been solved. We don't need to talk about this anymore. But when on their end, they're just another loose end tied up.
I'm seeing if he has any history of drug use.
Probably not. Probably not.
Oh, so sorry. The pink cocaine, it's a designer drug. It is related to Diddy's parties.
Okay.
That's another thing I've just seen.
Okay.
It's apparently a high-end designer drug that was found in some of the Diddy stuff.
So
he spoke about Diddy. Then he died with two different drugs in his system.
Was that
in a manufactured crack pipe?
Was that like a sign, maybe?
It may be a calling card to any of these other celebrities,
right,
that are thinking about talking about this
right,
stuff,
yeah,
saying, shut up, we will kill you.
Right, which is what happened to him. Especially if the pink cocaine's associated with Diddy. Like, come on.
I can't find... I'm trying to... Okay, here, I got something. You talk for a minute.
Well, I mean... I just don't. There's other celebrities that have been taken out for the very same thing. I mean, you look at Linkin Park singer Chester Bennington. He was allegedly getting ready to expose a bunch of celebrity child trafficking.
Who?
Chester Bennington, the lead singer from Linkin Park. The one that looks just like John Podesta, like he's probably his son from John Podesta, probably raping somebody and giving birth to that to him. And then also Chris Cornell was, you know, he attempted suicide, or not attempted, he committed suicide, died around the same time Chester Bennington died, both looking into supposedly child trafficking within celebrity circles. Why are you grimacing?
That homemade crack pipe, he did it like wax, aluminum foil, and a bar of Dove soap.
Okay.
He's Liam Payne. If he was doing crack, he would just have a very nice crack pipe.
Or have that kid bring him one.
This is like some high school stoner stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aluminum foil.
I guess.
To smoke a drug, a high-end drug.
You got to do what you got to do,
I guess. I'm just saying. Why
wouldn't he just have a piece to do said drug? If he was doing that drug, yeah, you would think he would already have the equipment to do it properly. Not just making makeshift homemade pipes out of miscellaneous hotel room stuff.
Two women were seen leaving Pam's room, hotel room right before the incident.
So they probably drugged him.
And I can't find anything about them.
Even though that makes no, like, why even mention that? If, I don't know. That could just be something to throw you off, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, these two women, he probably in his room. Definitely not the FBI undercover cops going in there and shoving him off the balcony or throwing him.
Well, I mean, I could see them just giving him a little push or even getting him a little bit of a running start.
Okay.
Like, if he was already drugged out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look like he had a little bit of a history with drug abuse. He was outspokenly, he would talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
After he was singing with One Direction.
Well, I mean, that's pretty... I would say someone that's willing to talk about it in the open publicly about your problems and things like that you're probably on the path of either correcting that, fixing it, you know, like dealing with it properly, or you're still constantly using. I don't think there's really much in between, unless you have like a bout of relapse. I mean, that could be the one exception, but I'd say it's one of either two way if you're openly talking about it in public. I mean, there's no other reason you would be if you were just like slightly dabbling in it still, or I would say you're either done with it or you're still using it just as much. I don't know. Doesn't make much sense to me.
The homemade crack pipe, I think, is my biggest red flag.
Like something's off here.
Because if he was, like you just said, if he was actively using drugs, he would have his little kit.
The equipment to
do it. I've had plenty of stoner / druggy friends.
Uh-huh.
And what do they always have?
Their little pouch of stuff.
Their little kit.
Yeah, you're right.
It looks like a little, sometimes a science lab, depending on who you're talking to. Like, literally, they pull it apart, and they're pulling them, putting all this fancy, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're telling me a bar of soap and some tinfoil is what he was smoking a high-end designer drug out of?
Right, yeah. For a pretty famous celebrity? Not buying it. The only thing that would really tip me off to this being, like, a manufactured event, or, you know, just 100% false flag, he was murdered and not the way they say it was, is if they had like some sort of 3D model rendering of it to recreate it. Because I swear every major event that has like that, like, I don't know, like, let's just say, for example, like in recent times, Trump's assassination attempt. Immediately had a 3D model of it, like already rendered out of all the movement.
That was pretty fast, wasn't it?
Extremely fast. They did it with the to 9/11.
How fast we skipped over his second assassination.
Yeah, like
nobody ever even like
acknowledged it anymore. Like they didn't make no big deal of it at all. It's an assassination attempt of a president, or
he is technically a president.
A president. He is a president, but running for president,
right?
Potential president. But like 9/11 and the more so the Pentagon. When it got, a plane, quote unquote, a plane flew parallel to the ground for how many yards, hundreds of yards, and straight into the financial section of the Pentagon, blowing it up. They had a 3D model of that already printed, already made up, like within the week, circling, doing that big giant circle right into it. There's so many of them. What's basically every major event, they got 3D models already grafted out. How everything went down, and it's that is my biggest red flag of like false flag, or this is a manufactured event, or they're telling you the outcome of what they want you to hear, but it's not the truth. They're manufacturing the truth.
Now before we go,
mm-hmm.
I have to look and see if there is a 3D model
of
his death.
There's no way. I don't think there is, or else I had seen it already.
Liam Payne 3D model. Death.
Funny thing too, like there is people that make 3D models, that's their job. And one of them was in for when 9/11 happened in World Trade Center 7, Tower 7 fell. The official story was it was fires from what's this?
I kid you not, I've been Googling stuff this whole episode, Wilbur.
Oh, and you Googled that, and now nothing pops up.
Did you see what it says?
Network connection lost. Yeah,
I have full Wi-Fi and full data.
Oh, well, you're getting too close to it.
Yeah, it signed me out.
There you go. It knows. They're listening to us right now as we speak. And if you hear me right now, screw you. We don't want you, Big Brother, anymore. We don't need you. We're here. We're sovereign citizens of this land, created, put here by God. And he's made this land for us to live and experience life and emotions. Government denies, take clone guides you through the lies. Flat earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
there's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. No hold on a mystery unsolved. Through our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quill. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collective ring, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies are all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.